Good evening and welcome to Monday Night on Bad Dog Comedy TV, live on YouTube, and that's how I remember it. Please welcome your host, John Richardson.
Hello, and welcome to That's How I Remember It, the podcast where we improvise movies. I'm John, and I'm super excited to be coming to you live tonight on the Sonar Network Presents That's How I Remember It Live, right here on Bad Dog Comedy TV. Please welcome my fellow improvisers. Say hello to Michael.
Hello.
Say hello to Rahul.
Hello.
And our very special guest tonight, please give a warm, That's How I Remember It, welcome to somebody whom you know from the Sketchersons. You know whom from Songbuster, whom was on Second City Main Stage, and who is about to have a brand new, incredible podcast right here on the Sonar Network. Please give it up. Please give it up for Trisha Black. Hey, Trish.
Hello.
How you been?
I'm good.
Yeah. I'm very, very, very excited. I don't think we've ever done a podcast together.
We haven't. This is a first for us.
Aww,
we've improvised before, but never through the internet.
Tell us about that. Let's get into that.
About internet?
No, the scene you guys did together.
God, I feel like we've done several.
Yeah.
I assume John was doing a sexy baby.
I was probably a sexy baby or an irate businessman.
I'm sure it was one of those.
In answer to Aaron's question from Bedpost, oh my God, you're going to be on Sonar, Trisha. The answer is yes, queen.
Yes.
Why don't we get into it right away? Actually, we normally do plugs at the end. But we're talking about it, tell us about your new show called One More Round.
Yeah, I have a lovely podcast called One More Round with Trisha Black. And it's basically a podcast where I sit down and have a drink or two with a variety of guests, people that I really like or enjoy, or people I don't know and want to get to know better. And we have an interview / conversation. Sometimes they're just really goofy and sometimes they get very deep.
So if you were to describe it with two words, would one of them be chit?
What? Chit?
Chit-chat?
Oh, chit-chat. Yeah. I was like, what?
Is it a piece of chit?
Is it a chiclet? No, yeah. Chit-chat. Yes, a chit-chat. Like a kitchen party in a podcast form.
I love that. Very East Coast reference.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I've heard that a lot in your promotional stuff, but I haven't heard of that concept before. Is that like a big East Coast thing? A kitchen party?
Yeah, the idea is just that you literally have a kitchen in the party. Like, it's on the East Coast, I find you always end up in the kitchen.
Yeah.
And someone's got a guitar and you're all drinking and you all just kind of congregate into that one area.
It happens at parties here as well, but I think it's said out loud on the East Coast that's like the phrase. But it definitely happens for real at every party, I think.
Yeah, I do find in Toronto, though, there's not as many... there's not as many people like having those house parties or John Richardson's sets.
Yeah, Matt McCready.
What we got?
Matt McCready says, I want to hear more about bad John Richardson sets. Oh, my God.
I can think of one time when I did a duo set with Matt McCready. Oh. And I decided that I was going to get real drunk before.
Oh,
and
no.
He didn't know until we were on stage and I was dancing at him. So we did a nice fun time, but I felt like I put him on the spot. He was dealing with me for 7 to 8 minutes, somewhere between 7 and 8.
Were you just dancing the whole time?
I was doing a lot of Matt.
You know what, I thought I missed improv. Mm-hmm. but I don't know.
No, I'm sure you don't. It was fun for none of us, but you know what?
Matt McCready says the audience hated it.
Thanks, Matt. Oh man. Trish, what have you been up to during this? I know we're just gonna say the word COVID, get it out of the way.
Sure.
During this COVID time, what have you been up to? Because I know obviously it makes shows hard. It makes acting hard.
It does, yeah. For the first like month, I was just basically like, I'm going to watch TV and sleep. And I did, which was really nice. And then, then I kind of got like, I was like, I need to be creative. So I started doing a podcast. And,
nice.
You know, as you do when you're at
home. So you got a few episodes in the
book. There's a few in the books. There's a few nice. Up right now. So I did that.
We normally like, do ours live to tape.
Oh.
And then like we put it out within an hour.
Wow.
Not true.
No, not true. Not no, cool. I do it weekly. Weekly. It weekly. takes me a day to edit.
That's great.
Getting better. Getting quicker.
I'm with you, man. We slowed down our release schedule primarily because it was taking me so long to edit. And it turns out when you work 12 hours at one job, you don't want to spend another 12 hours editing.
True. So
this is the classic portion of our podcast where John goes into the apology segment where he apologizes for not editing fast
enough. Have you get your workings of how the podcast is made?
Yeah. The audience is dying for it. So.
Yeah. Although I do want to say thank you to all the people that have written in and welcomed us back. And literally nobody has said, blamed us for going away. And I did get a couple messages that were saying, stop being hard on yourself and shut up about how long you've been gone.
That's good.
But it's been awesome to hear people give us well wishes and to know that people are still listening. And we miss you. We love you. And you're right. I self-loathe. Anyway.
We all do it, though. We all do it.
Yeah.
We all have our moments. You know, it's life.
Sometimes I just feel like I want to shrink into the background, like just shrink, honey. Sometimes I just want to shrink. That's a little spoiler for people that might know what's coming later. Raul, how have you been, man? It's been a week or two since we talked.
I've been good. I've been good. Same thing. Watching some movies and stuff like that.
Yeah.
Me and my girlfriend been watching Raptors games. That's been fun.
Nice.
You're done with that for a while, eh?
Yeah, they're done. Or they lost.
Yeah.
Yes. Yes, they did.
I thought Mike was going to say, when's the wedding? Now, you've been locked together for 6 months. When's the wedding? Honestly, is she going to make an honest man out of you or what?
She keeps saying she will. And I keep telling her.
And then she hasn't put a ring on your fingers.
No. She doesn't want to seal the deal.
The Raptors have to win, I guess.
Yeah. Oh, that's right. Boy.
And you missed the window last year. If only you'd asked right when they won. Mike, you live in good life.
You know.
Michael, tell me about your life and is it good?
John, you're out of control. Everything's great. I mean, life's a nightmare and everything is terrible. I mean, what is there to say? What is there to say that we haven't already said that anytime anyone, the nice thing about COVID, I will say this, is anytime someone asks you how you're feeling, you're allowed to just be like, terrible. Before you had to be like, oh, I'm good. Now
it's
you don't
really
have
been,
to.
Because no one's good. Pessimists.
No one's good.
You can go through life and not be judged anymore for hating the world.
Yeah.
That's funny. I kind of felt that way where it was like, oh, we have to stay inside now and just, you know, do everything I was already doing.
Thank you, the Sonar Network. The Sonar Network says, there you go. John is perfect. I didn't read any of the rest of the words other than John is perfect.
I mean, so it is kind of crazy that now you can just tell people exactly how you feel. I don't know.
Yeah.
Like, I don't feel great.
Yeah, you know what? We're going to get through it.
We're going to get through it. We're fine.
We're all going to put on 20 pounds and shave our heads.
COVID-19.
Yeah.
And, you know, we'll do live shows and nobody will be able to tell whether or not we have pants on. But other than that, everything's great.
Honestly, I'm just hanging on to the fact that there's an election, an American election in a few months, and then everything's going to be great after that, right?
Oh, yeah. Right? Make America grapes again.
Mm-hmm. Hopefully. Yeah. We're hoping.
Wait until they're grapes. Stop being raisins and start plumping up.
Get those California raisins out of there.
I mean, honestly, if there's one thing that he looks like, California raisin is not a bad call.
Yeah, that's the thing he's most famous for looking like. That's the fruit he's most famous for looking like. So, John, should we get into it? We're going to do a movie.
I would love to do a newbie. We're going to do, we've already chosen it. We advertised it. We said it. We're doing it. Honey, I Shrunk the Kids.
Woo!
1989. You guys remember it?
Oh, very well. I saw it in theaters. I got to say, it definitely captured my imagination. The idea of like being tiny and there's like the giant like blades of grass and like the grasshopper and everything.
Great idea for a kid's movie. And like it was executed very well. Also, Rick Moranis might be the funniest person of all time.
Yeah.
Oh, it's perfect.
He's coming back for a third, I think.
He's coming back what?
For a third. They're making a new Honey I Shrunk the Kids, and he's coming back.
Remember the second one? The second one was called Honey, I Blew Up the Baby, which blew up was honey, the wrong phrase. Blew up the baby. I was really expecting a much more gruesome movie.
I know. So funny. And then the third one's Honey, We Shrunk Ourselves.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Was he not in that one?
No, yeah, it was a straight to DVD. And they had Peter Stolinsky or something. No, that's the character name.
Yeah.
Peter, don't worry about it.
We'll find it.
A guy from 80s TV.
I just rewatched this movie during quarantine. Like at the beginning of quarantine, I got Disney Plus.
That's
awesome. And I was like, I have to watch Honey, I Shrunk the Kids. And I got to tell you, it holds up. It's still a very good movie. I laugh, I cry. So much I cry at the end.
Oh, at the end. I was trying to figure out what crying part there was.
Auntie.
Oh, they fall into that mud puddle and their suits are ruined. I cried.
Oh, remember that when I just remembered this, they ask where she learned how to kiss and she said French class.
Yes.
Oh yeah.
That weird line.
And then they call it back at the end. Oh, French class.
Yeah.
That's like the last line in the movie, right?
Yeah.
I didn't understand it. I went to school the next day and I like asked all my friends what that meant. I didn't get it.
I don't think anybody got it. It was only for maybe adults.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway. And it's not great for adults.
No, it feels like a vaudeville joke.
Yeah.
Yeah, but anyway.
Vaudeville, I assume you mean like the bow tie starts spinning right after they say it?
Yes. French class!
I hardly remember the movie, actually, so I'm excited about this.
I'm excited about it.
I'm going to learn a lot.
Well, let me give you a little crash course.
Crash.
Honey
is a wife.
Yeah. And the kids are funny. Okay. You're all caught up.
Matt Frewer is in it, whom we all know as TV's Max Headroom.
Oh.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And Canadian Idol.
I do like him.
I think he won Canadian Idol 1 year. Matt Frewer, right?
I don't think so.
I'm
pretty sure. There was like three or four Canadian Idols where I'm a little iffy on, but I think Matt Frewer won. Didn't he sing The Star Is Born?
I have this
for our listeners at home who aren't following alive. All of my failed jokes I'm tagging with a weird look, which is why I then get a laugh later.
It's a great way to like, you know, cushion yourself after you've made a horrible miss.
Exactly. It really works a lot better here than it does when we just do an audio podcast.
Yeah, where there's just silence after.
Would you guys want to dive right in, or is there some specific element that you want to dive into first? Deconstruct it. Raul, what's your one big question about Honey, I Shrunk the Tins?
My one big question about Honey, I Shrunk the Kids. How many kids are shrunk, John?
Oh, man.
There's four kids shrunk, I believe.
Mm-hmm.
Also, Bedpost Show, and via Matt McCready, asks the impression off. This is not a question. The impression off should be for the giant ant that saves the day. Which, thank you for longtime listener Matt McCready, remembers that we used to do an impression off.
You know,
for
I forgot
episodes
until he said that. I forgot that we used to do that. We used to do porn titles too. Why don't we do that? What's the porn title for Honey, I Shrunk the Kid?
Honey, I Blew Up the Kid. Honey, I Blew the Kid.
I would take kid out of it entirely.
Yeah, take kid out of it. Yeah, you're
honey,
right. I don't know why I said that
kiss.
One.
Honey, I blew your kiss.
That's wholesome. Yeah, that's better.
That's a nice porn
that's
title.
That's better. Honey, I Shrunk your dick.
Yeah,
yeah,
shrunk
true.
Your dick.
Honey, not your porno,
I shaft your coos. What about?
All right,
let's. You know what? Matt asked. Let's do an impression off to see who gets to play the giant ant. Raul, do you want to take a first stab at your ant voice?
Will do, John.
Here we go. Counting him in. 5, 4, 3, 2. Raul goes now.
I'm a spider, and I'm going to... I'm a spider. Because of explaining, I'm an ant who has higher dreams for himself. And so I would like to be more than just an ant. I am a spider.
Oh, good justification for what a fail.
In Raul's insect hierarchy, spiders are better than ants.
I'm a spider.
That was amazing. Oh. Immediately just saying, spider, not an ant at all.
Mike, do you have an ant impression?
Oh, yeah.
Do you think you could be Raul's?
I was hoping Matt would say that because I actually have an ant impression. Want to hear it?
Yeah. It was, yes, very good and horrifying.
Yeah, very scary.
It was Mike's eyes went the way of like Pennywise and like turned either side away from his nose while he made the sound.
It really didn't look like it should be coming out of your mouth. Trisha, do you want to anchor this impression off, or do you want me to go last?
I can. It doesn't matter. Whatever you feel like.
All right, 3, 2, 1. Trisha's going now.
Okay. Ooh, ooh. Hi, my name's Auntie, and I need a friend. Will you be my friend? Give me your cookie.
Each one creepier than the last.
They have a cookie.
Yeah, but the way you said it.
Give me your cookie.
All right, here we go. The final ant impression. John's go net 3, 2, John Pop.
Who's a man? What's this? Hey, little children in my backyard, but I'm an ant. I'm gonna get them out of, get out of here, you kids! Let me push you in the face! That's right, I'm gonna push you right in the face! On account of, I don't have any morals! Cause I'm an ant and I don't have a soul! Yeah, that's right, I don't have a soul!
You know how ants don't have souls?
Yeah.
Read the Bible! A gang, that was terrific. I think it's safe to say we just know who the winner was, the listener.
Yeah. Yeah.
Tina votes for Raul. Raul, looks like you're gonna be the ant.
Raul, you're the ant.
Oh wow. Okay.
We didn't call for votes, but you know what? First one in.
They vote for Rail.
Yeah, Rail. In fairness to Tina, your name's not written anywhere.
It is not written anywhere. And thank you for the vote. I appreciate it. It is
written right next to your face. Let's dive right into our podcast. Tina, we love you. Thank you very much.
Thank you, thank you, thank you.
Hello.
Was that you starting the movie? I don't know. I'm in a weird mood, guys, and I love it. Let's dive into How I Shrunk the Kids, Honey Style. I said the title wrong. We open on a Midwestern backyard. It's the suburbs, and everything looks fun and ready to play in. There's a tire swing. A bunch of skateboards are just littering the lawn. And of course, a scientist is hanging out of a window?
Ah! Oh! So, hey!
Honey.
What?
Are you up there again?
Yeah. I'm just doing my science.
When you're done with your experiment, could you pick me a few apples from the apple tree on account of I want to make apple salad? Oh. a Waldorf salad, which entails he has apples in it.
Yeah,
you like Waldorf salad? Write in if you. I'm doing a live podcast at the same time. Write in if I've got a lot of subscribers, honey.
I think this is gonna
take off this internet.
Yeah, I think my science is gonna take off. All of the science. Just as soon as I can get myself out of this window.
You know what? I'm glad I married you, but sometimes I think you're a little absent-minded.
Such is the life of a scientist.
You know what, honey?
What?
You're inspiring me. Do me a favor and list off 4 of your inventions that you think could change the world.
The dingle hopper.
And we know that thing that does is?
It makes things hop.
Yeah.
Over big buildings.
Very good.
Yeah. Number 2 is the degreeinator.
Mm-hmm.
And of course, we know that the degreeinator helps bring down the degrees of the world.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. It's like a fridge for the world.
Yeah.
As they're listing these inventions, we cut to the downstairs of the house where the 2 children are playing. Hey, Brian.
Yeah. Yeah.
Mom and Dad are listing inventions again. Let's go sneak into Dad's lab.
Let's grab some more of that drugs.
Yeah. Yeah, it's selling like hotcakes at school.
We'd be stupid not to grab the drugs he makes.
We'd be so stupid. I mean, he's worried about dingle hoppers and bubble snappers.
He has no idea of how to use practical application.
An addict slaps against the window right in front of him like a jump scare. Give me drugs! I need drugs! Give them to me! You guys, you're gonna get more drugs? You're gonna get more drugs? I need them. I'm gonna go crazy if you don't get me more drugs.
Hey, get out of here. We're gonna get you your drugs, okay? Just wait outside.
I'll just wait outside.
Just wait outside. We'll get it. We're gonna get it. We're just gonna go right upstairs and we'll get it. Okay, we gotta go up. We gotta go get it. Now's our chance.
Okay, let's go get the drugs.
Cut next door to the neighbor's kids playing in the backyard. Oh, hey, Russ.
What is it, Marcia?
Do you want to play catch for once or what?
I don't know. I kind of like it in inventions. I was making a lawnmower go on by itself. Look at this.
Oh.
Doop bop, doop bop, doop bop, doop bop, doop bop.
Come on.
I programmed it to say doop bop as it goes. Doop bop.
That's kind of cool, Russ, but like, don't you want to do what normal kids do? Like play baseball or football or soccer or tennis?
Marcia? Yeah? Who's to say what is normal? Like, for example, maybe I just want to choose for my life what makes me happy, you know? And that's something you can maybe think about for yourself. What makes you happy, Marcia?
Whoa, no one's ever put it like that before. Honestly, you know what would make me the happiest?
What's that?
Drugs.
Oh. You know what?
Yeah.
I heard the kids next door have started selling drugs.
You kidding?
I could get into that too.
Whoa, really?
Yeah.
Boop boop bop bop for drugs?
Oh yeah. I mean, I love inventions, but I get skag is my number one thing. Let's get in there and get some drugs. Come on,
okay,
Lisa,
okay, okay. Shit, right. Yeah.
Here, let me give you a boost over the wall. It's a fence, but I call it a wall.
Yeah, it feels like a wall.
Okay,
let me grab. I'll reach and grab down and grab you, Russ.
You're strong, man.
Yeah, I've been working out. Whatever.
Hey, you do you, babe.
Yeah. Thanks, bro.
Okay, let's climb up this. Let's climb up the fire escape on the side of this house.
Yeah. It's like a trellis.
Yeah. Oh, I got a thorn.
I see
it's got roses growing on it. It gave me a thorn, and I punctured my hand. It's okay. I'll be fine.
Look, it's the Zielinski brothers.
Oh,
they're,
man.
They're inside.
Hey, Brian.
Yeah.
Okay. He usually keeps them right over here. Okay, we just gotta get through this elaborate contraption, and we'll get the drugs, and then we can get out of here.
Wait a second. This elaborate contraption. Well, wait. Maybe this is the new drug we've been looking for.
What? Skag?
Yeah. Like a new drug. Like
enter password.
Oh.
Enter password.
What would Dad's password be?
Enter password.
He has glasses.
Okay.
Glasses.
You type in the computer. I'm gonna put my mouth at the end of it.
Okay, good idea.
If it does anything.
Okay, glasses.
Oh.
Glasses. Engage shrinking lens made of glass.
Whoa!
The glass ricochets off and into the window where Marsha and Russ are, too.
All four kids shrink down to 1/4 size. That's right. They're all a roughly 1 foot tall.
Whoa, where are we?
Hey, Marsha, what's happening out here? It seems like everything's gotten almost 4 times as big.
I know. I don't know. All I saw was a bright light.
It's like we're in a whole other world.
Everything looks different, but the same.
Hey, it's the neighbor kids.
Oh, they spotted us. Quick, climb down. Oh, no, I can't reach the next trellis on account of my arms seem shorter.
Quick, maybe if we point this laser at them.
Don't stop.
Yeah, this is perfect. Hey, glasses. Glasses.
Yeah. Glasses. Glasses. Point.
They keep shrinking. Every kid is hit by an equal number of times. Exactly equal. So they continue. You know what? They're smaller than grass now.
Zielinski one is like holding it like a turret and just can't control the machine.
Zielinski one. Great character naming, Raul.
Thank you.
I said your name is Brian several times.
Yeah.
We'll try to keep up.
He was stepping on it. He was stepping on the button of the turret. There you go. Okay.
We're falling, Marsha. But on account of wind resistance at our size, we're not going to be hurt by this fall, is what I'm thinking, right?
I don't think so.
We have enough time to have this whole discussion.
Yeah, here comes the ground.
Here comes it. Oh, I hit a blade of grass and it caught me like a hammock. Thump.
Thump. Oh. Zielinski's.
Yeah.
Zielinski.
Oh, you're here too.
Yeah, we're up top over here. We haven't come down yet. You're gonna rat on us about our drugs and will we get them?
No, yeah. We want some of the drugs.
Yeah, we wanted drugs. What we didn't want is to be microscopic.
I don't think 1 foot is microscopic.
Yeah, we got hit again, so now we're smaller than grass.
Smaller.
Brian Zielinski.
Okay.
Remember how you couldn't control the thing like a turret and it was hitting us a bunch?
You know what? Thank God I shrunk us again. Otherwise, we wouldn't be in this adventure. Otherwise, 1 foot tall people would be found pretty easily, I think.
Well, how are we going to get out of this situation?
Yeah, you just jump down here and help us up.
Wait, no, that's a stupid idea, because then how would they help us? Oh, it's too late. They've jumped already.
Whoa! Wow, thank God for wind resistance and our size. We were unharmed from this fall.
Got a cushiony drop.
Okay, guys. We're tiny. That's fine. Okay? All we have to do is get back up there to the laser, and then we'll go back to full size.
Okay.
So I just wanted to come down here to let you know that.
Wait a minute. I just realized we're so small, I don't even know where the house is. Everything looks like a jungle.
I think it's time we load up our weapons.
Just then, out of the left corner of their eye, something starts thumping on the ground, shaking the earth below them. It's the neighborhood cat. Fluffy. Oh,
let's get out of here.
That cat's gonna eat us. It's mean on a nice day. Cut back to the mom and the dad listing. And then we also have the highlightinator, which highlights anything.
I said four and you're at 13 now. You can stop anytime
now. Are you sure? No,
I mean, I love your inventions. I said you'd list four things and I felt like I put you on the spot, but now you're just taking it to an absurd degree.
Well, I mean,
An absurd degree.
Well, you just wanted, you wanted inspiration, didn't you? You said inspiration.
And I have been inspired.
Oh.
You inspire me.
Oh. Honey,
the only thing I love more than our kids is you.
Oh, honey, that's so nice.
Number three is my live stream and all of my followers.
Yes, of course. I'm sorry I've never watched one of those yet. I've just been working on the shrink ray this time. And, you know, I think it's really going to be the one.
Inventing this live stream for me.
Hey, sometimes you got to do that for the honey you love.
Honey?
Yeah? Honey?
Did you want to take off for the day and just get out of here? Wow. You know, you and me, we just go away to... Would it be crazy to say France?
I've never been to France, and I've never just taken the day off. You know, I realize now as a father and a husband, I'm too into my work, so I think we should leave a note for the kids and just go.
Yeah. I'll leave $50 on the table so they can order a pizza. They're old enough now.
Yeah.
They can have a day without us. And heck, if it turns us into us being gone for a week.
So be it.
So be it. I'll race you to the airport.
Okay, let's go.
Let's go. They hold hands and skip off into the distance. Okay.
We got away from that cat.
Thank God.
Listen, I'm still really high on that. So I'm having some cold shakes from not having my science crank. But I'm just gonna need you guys to remind me what my name is again.
Brian.
Okay.
Stop cutting yourself with that shard of glass while you're saying your name.
I just need to remind myself I'm writing my name.
Okay, guys, it's okay. We need to focus here, okay? All we gotta do is get back upstairs. It's that easy.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's super simple. Nothing can go wrong. Absolutely nothing.
Absolutely nothing.
And then when we shrink the rest of the world, no one will be shrunk.
What?
Brian? Huh? Brian, no.
Stop carving ideas into your face.
Oh, sorry. That's for later.
Looks like blueprints to something.
Yeah. Daryl, no, not Brian. I'm not talking to you.
Brian, got it.
Daryl Selinsky.
Yes?
Did you want to take care of your brother, maybe? I mean, he seems like he needs a little hug or something.
Hey, Brian, come here for a second.
You got some crank? You got some science
crank? Brian, you're going to be fine. You know what? There's more crank upstairs. If we get upstairs, you can have all the crank you want. We just got to get you up there, and you'll be fine.
Daryl hugs Brian and starts pushing away. And as they walk away from camera, he pulls out an old-time revolver and just shoots Brian in the back of the head.
I wish I didn't have to do it.
He's in a better place now. He wasn't meant for this world.
That's messed up. That's insane.
Brian, is there something you wanted to say with your dying breath?
Shrink the world.
Wow. Is that what crank does to you?
I'm starting to rethink my love for all of it.
Drugs.
Horse tranquilizers. I never gonna probably chew meth again.
Never.
I probably never even.
Oh my
even...
god, a giant ant!
What?
It is me, a giant ant, with dreams of becoming a spider.
Whoa.
Guys, is it just me, or did you understand every word he said?
Every word.
Every word.
What's your name, Ant?
My name is...
We'll call you Anthony.
That's rude.
Auntie for short.
Yeah. Auntie M for longer than Ant.
Yeah. You
Auntie
asked.
M, let's ride on your back. Everybody wait, climb up on Auntie M.
Yeah.
I don't think I've allowed this. Hold on. Wait.
Wow. Auntie, get us up these stairs.
I'm going to hit him in the back with my spurs on my boots.
Ow. Oh, my God. Yeah. Okay, we'll go.
This is fun.
The ant is like galloping and like blades of grass are flying by and like bees are going whizzing by them. Giant bees.
Okay, we're at the steps of the house. Can you climb up the steps?
Yeah.
Come on, ATM, climb them steps.
Oh my God,
you got this, Ant.
Harder and deeper. I'll stop it. Oh, okay, I'll go.
Oh man, I feel such power. I can't stop choking, ATM. Is that too bad? Too weird? I just love choking. Oh yeah, power.
Oh, Russ. Russ, don't choke him to death. We still need him to get us up five more stairs.
I'm sorry. Go ahead, Auntie M. Here, I'll just keep hitting him in the butt again.
Okay, we're at the top.
Wow. Just then, out of their corner of their left eye, comes a scorpion.
Oh no, Scorpy.
It is I, the chosen one.
Scorpion.
I'm a spider. Yeah. But I became a scorpion because I ascended to a higher plane, and scorpions are higher on the hierarchy than even spiders. I'm like an angel, but an insect.
Wow.
Yes. Come to me, Auntie.
I will.
You're dying, but you shall be reborn as a spider.
I will.
Your
come
wish.
To you.
Your wish, Auntie.
You guys don't know me. He's been stabbing me.
We're basically the best friends ever. We got him to that place where he gets to do the thing that he loves. Much like spider. I told you to do, Marcia. But he loves being a spider. And in order to do that, we knew we had to kill him.
What?
So we're not sadists.
I'm dead.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. The ant turns around and sees his lifeless body.
Oh, pretty cool, right, Ant? Or should I say, Spide-Ant?
They fade away into the sun.
This is, and if you come over this way, you'll see my living room.
Well, that's really cool. It's a race car?
Yeah, I sleep on it.
Happy ending for Auntie.
Yeah.
Now we just have to... Oh, no, there's another set of stairs to get to the upstairs.
Oh, no. What Russ, other... you killed Auntie too early.
I'm sorry. Wait a minute. My lawnmower.
We can use your lawnmower. It's... Yeah, explain how your lawnmower is going to work.
Just because we've shrunk, my backpack was shrunk too. Remember how I pulled out all those weapons earlier?
Yeah.
I still have the remote control to my lawnmower. So here, let me... Doobop, 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 doobop. Here it comes. It's at the base of the steps outside.
The lawnmower like skids around the corner like Fast and Furious, like Tokyo Drift.
People outside of the block are like dodging it and jumping out of the way.
The lawnmower, we see it from its perspective. It sees there's steps it can't get up. So it like rotates back and forth like it's looking around for something, even though it's remote controlled. Nick sees a plank that's being propped up by the tire swing. It circles back, revs up, and launches off the ramp and smashes through the upstairs window and lands at the top of the stairs where they need to get to. Yeah!
Yeah! They all hop on top, like surfboard style, hop on top of the ramp. Great, now go up the steps.
Doobop.
All right, Lawnmower, up the steps.
I don't know if we can get up the steps unless we do... Wait a minute. What if we use the spring on the handle to launch ourselves like a catapult?
Yeah, you're the inventor, Russ. Come on. You could do it.
All right. Here we go.
Let me attach this old piece of spaghetti that I found on the ground to this thumbtack. We'll use that as a grappling hook. Launch it into the sky. We just need to have it wrap around the handle of the lawnmower way up there. Mm-hmm. It looks like a skyscraper. Oh, look, there's a dingle hopper. That can jump over skyscrapers. It got shrunk with us.
Yes.
Now that, we'll attach that to the dingle hoppers. The dingle hopper will launch the thumbtack, attach the spaghetti over the top of the thing. So then that's going to wrap, right? Mm-hmm. So we've now got stretchy spaghetti attached to a spring-loaded handle. So that we're almost there. We're almost there.
It starts to fade cut, and we see that he's showing a pie graph in a chalkboard.
Now, the paper airplane, it's going to need to be like half paper, but half of like tape dangling down because we need it to maintain like the angle of ascent. So we want to disrupt the airflow so that it keeps climbing and
We see a shot of him holding a bagel and then splitting it in half.
Positrons, negatrons. Together, they make the atmosphere we breathe.
Mm-hmm. Wow. Russ, I didn't know you were this smart.
Yeah. Whoa, I got so into it, I forgot to talk like a baby.
you just had your big boy voice on.
Yeah, on account of that's what I want to grow up into.
Mm-hmm.
I was just doing me.
Well, that sounds just wild enough to work.
All right, you want to go first?
Why don't you go first? You do the honors.
Yeah, it's your invention, Russ.
Your invention.
All right, here I go, gang. I just want to say, I love you both. He pulls down the spaghetti and ties it around his waist. And I just want to say that if there's a...
It wraps around his neck and hangs him.
Oh,
oh, God.
Oh, jeez.
Oh, no, he pooped.
Holy shit, everywhere. My God.
But wait, that shit left a perfect ramp that allows us to crawl all the way up the steps.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, my God, and his dying shit, he saved us all.
Oh, the shit's making me forget about my brother's horrible death. Let's go.
Let's go, let's climb up this hill of shit.
Let's climb up the hill of shit. We did it. We're going to be big again.
We're going to be big again. And it only cost us our siblings.
That's all. That's okay. They were our younger siblings.
Yeah, they're younger.
Enter password.
Oh, I got it.
Okay.
Glasses.
Nice.
Glass. Engage shrinking lens.
No.
Shrink.
We see one of the beams fly up into the sky and hit a satellite, bounces outward and just encapsulates the entire world.
Yeah, we cut to people watching MTV because it's the 80s, and we see the beam coming out of the television set and hitting them in the forehead. And then we cut to people talking on old-timey brick-style cell phones, and the beam comes out of the phone as well. And we see the entire world shrink down to the size of a smaller world.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God.
Brian's dying wish came true.
You shrunk the world.
And as a result, we solved the world's overpopulation problem.
Wow, we're kind of like heroes or something.
We're heroes.
Yeah. We show every continent and we see people looking around happily as they're tiny next to giant food and they're just high-fiving each other like fucking bonkies. They're crazy bonkies.
Bonkies.
Everyone across the globe is just dancing and partying next to gigantic
great time
fruits. Yeah,
it's a lot like the ending of Star Wars, of the original trilogy of Star Wars.
Yeah. Yep. Nope. That's what the Ewok would say.
A ghostly figure shows up of Brian, smiling and waving,
and a loving couple, sitting on gigantic airplane seats on the way to France.
And a ghostly figure of Rust comes up behind Brian and pulls out a ghost revolver and shoots him in the back of the head.
He's in a better place.
And then we cut to Auntie and the scorpion. The scorpion's still showing him around his room.
And this is where I play skee ball. It's like it's like an arcade, but I got a room-sized version.
Man, is Aunt Heaven just your room?
No. There's also my kitchen.
Hey.
I have a food processor. Anyway, you can leave any time I've come a spider. I just thought you might want to hang out for a bit.
I think I've seen your room.
Oh, have you seen my twister board?
I have not.
I'll show it to you. Here it is. My twister board.
That is a twister. I guess
that's everything. You can go now.
It was really nice meeting you.
Hey, it was really nice meeting you. I hope someday you become a scorpion angel.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Get out.
I wonder what those other kids are up to.
So, as I was saying, we solved the world's overpopulation problem. So that's the end of the story, I guess.
I guess.
Well, thank you for coming on our talk show and telling us about it. That's a pretty wild ride. I just have one question. What did you mean by French class?
Whoa!
That's how I remember it.
That's exactly it.
Thank you all for tuning in and watching Stupidity. And thank you to our incredible guest, Trisha Black. Trisha, you were incredible as always.
Very fun. Very thank you for having me.
I'm super excited to check out your new podcast.
Thank you.
That's not what it's called. Hold on. One more round.
Sounds like a country song.
One more round. Now you've convinced me.
Okay, perfect. That's right.
It launches next Wednesday, right? On Sonar, Mike?
Yeah, it comes to Sonar next Wednesday, but you can subscribe to it now. It's you've got around 10, 12 episodes out already. Yeah. Great episodes. You can check them out there. And then she'll be joining the Sonar crew next week.
That's awesome.
Very excited.
That is incredible. And you know what? We thank you, the listener. We thank you, the viewer. And we thank you, Trisha Black. So please tune in next time when we'll be another remembering that's how I did. Starring you, the audience. Now, Brianne says, please put this comment on the screen. I think we could do that.
Coming to the screen. Hey, she did it.
Thanks, Ryan.
Give her an inch and she'll take a mile.
Oh, no, don't take a mile. I love you.
Mile.
To answer Corey Birch's question, is John okay? No, I'm having a slow meltdown. I don't know how to end the show. But hey,
perfect.
Listen to us on our feed. And if you want to ever contact us, send us a message at info@thatshowiremember it.com@gmail. That's not right. info@thatshowiremember it.com. There's no Gmail involved in it. I am not all right, gang.
info@.com.
Contact us on Twitter, Facebook, Instagrams, whatever you like. But we love you. And please tune in to all the shows right here on Bad Dog Comedy TV. We love you.
Bye.
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 This podcast has been brought to you by the Sonar Network.
Sonar! Hello, my buds, my pals, my friends, hopefully some new friends. I'm Trisha Black, a queer East Coast comedian living in the big city of Toronto, and the host of One More Round with Trisha Black. That's me, the podcast where I sit down and have a drink or two or three with a variety of guests, folks that I want to get to know, people that inspire me, and friends who I just adore. It's kind of like an East Coast kitchen party, except if that kitchen were a studio and the conversation was the party. Brought to you by the Sonar Network, One More Round with Trisha Black is available every Wednesday on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Stitcher, or wherever you get your sweet pods. So grab a drink and stick around for one more round. See what I did there?